This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. lawmakers are being asked to press Europe to support the Venezuelan opposition. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
A bipartisan group of U.S. senators has been asked by the Venezuelan opposition's new envoy in Washington to urge European countries to recognize Venezuelan Congress leader Juan Guaido as the nation's interim president. Senator Jim Risch of Idaho chairs the Foreign Relations Committee.
We're all in on this. We want to help. Every way that we can.
The U.S., Canada, and several Latin American nations have already recognized Guaido, who declared himself Venezuela's interim president last week. In Venezuela, a two-hour national walkout drew thousands to the streets Wednesday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
One day after they delivered a report to Congress, U.S. President Donald Trump Wednesday harshly criticized his intelligence chiefs, calling them extremely passive and naive when it comes to the dangers of Iran, adding they are wrong. Mr. Trump made the comments from his Twitter account, saying perhaps intelligence should go back to school. In testimony before the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee, the heads of the U.S. intelligence agencies disputed some of Mr. Trump's views on Iran and world trouble spots in a hearing on global threats. Central Intelligence Agency Director Gina Haspel said Iran was technically in compliance with the 2015 Iran nuclear deal between it and world powers to curtail its nuclear weapons development and at least a year away from developing such a weapon. Trump withdrew from the deal last year and reimposed sanctions on Iran. A chief Taliban negotiator has revealed details of a deal between the organization and the U.S. that would call for the eventual withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. While the Taliban promised to prevent terrorists from using Afghan soil against America or its allies. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.